The High Court is expected to hear an appeal later this year, which will determine whether native title can trump public access to Australian beaches. The Federal Court of Australia concluded last year that native title holders had exclusive possession of beaches north of Broome and could legally restrict public access to them. However, federal and Western Australian governments are appealing this decision. The Wire's Georgina McKay spoke to David Trigger, a professor of anthropology at the University of Western Australia, about whether native title rights and what they mean for Indigenous people.
In general, of course, it means the Australian legal system recognises the traditional forms of connection to land and water and recognises that Australian Indigenous cultures and groups have, when it's recognised, a continuing system of laws and customs relating to the land.
Why are beaches and coastal areas so significant to the Indigenous people?
I'm not too sure we can say that areas are more significant than other areas of country, but it is true that coastal areas, I think, traditionally were rich in terms of available food and bush resources, the marine areas. So if we go back to before the arrival of Europeans, coastal areas were more highly populated than some of the more arid areas of the country. And I guess we see that to some extent with offshore reefs and offshore areas being tied as important sites to the areas on the land.
Why do Indigenous people want to restrict public access to these spaces?
Well, I must say it's not clear to me that they always do. I think it's understandable that groups will try to seek the strongest form of rights through native title. But if they do get an exclusive possession right, and I should say I leave aside the legal questions here, for example, whether or not there are competing rights, but to me, it's an open question how groups that achieve exclusive possession native title will seek to exercise those rights. It's not evident everywhere that means they wish to exclude all others from access. And by the way, that point applies to other Aboriginal people as well, who, of course, may have lived in the same area, the same region for a long time, but who have not been part of a legal determination for native title rights. So those people and non-Aboriginal people may continue to seek access to the beaches and the waters.
Why do you think the government is so strongly opposed to upholding native title rights when it has such significance to Indigenous people?
Well, I think we have to be pragmatic about this. Governments represent the interests of the broader population of Australia. You might say that they're important culturally for the wider Australia as well, but in a very different way from the kinds of traditional connections that are recognised in native title. So I don't think it's a surprise that governments would be under considerable pressure in a way to represent the interests of the wider population, including people of all different backgrounds, migrant groups and others, who will be thinking of beach areas as important both for recreation and stuff like that.
What would it mean for Indigenous people if the High Court ruled in their favour?
I think this varies across the continent. Native title decisions, I think, are important in two ways. It's stating the obvious. They're important symbolically and culturally in terms of people's sense of identity and connection to it, and then potentially important for economic ways for Indigenous communities to assist young people, you know, getting out of poverty and making careers and so on. So in my view, it's wrong to think of native title as divorced from the practical realities of everyday life for Indigenous communities, because once decisions come, they are faced with the challenges of managing native title rights to preserve the cultural significance of land, but also to try and do practical things with the rights that the Australian legal system has recognised.
David Trigger, Professor of Anthropology at the University of Western Australia, speaking to The Wire's Georgina McKay.